So at this point, that's what we saw this morning and what we've been doing. I know everybody's probably anxious to hear because we've been talking about it, and that is the access for the, I want to say, viewing or access to the Apaha Street area transfer station. What we're going to do is we're going to be implementing a pilot program starting with the students or student body from the schools that were affected in the Puna area. We hope to start the actual excursions by Monday. We're in close contact with the DOE and are trying to finalize with them today a bus schedule and excursion schedule starting next week. We have all the stakeholder agencies on board with, we're going to be setting up informational kiosks at the site of the transfer station so that as the students would arrive, they would then be given a guided walking tour through different organizations or agencies, providing information and an educational perspective to, again, as examples with HVO and UH, the science behind the eruption, the behavior characteristics of Pohoa lava flows, seeing some of the video and still footage of the approach of the lava flow before it crossed the Apaha Street, as it was approaching the street and the transfer station, how it affected the utility poles, et cetera, and had the students an opportunity, provided an opportunity to actually walk out to where the flow crossed the road and see some of the impact it's had at the transfer station. So we're starting it as a pilot with the students. This will allow us collectively to identify what we would need to have in place to consider for the public viewing going forward. So it's very critical, I stress pilot, because you know, once you make a commitment to open it up for public access and viewing, we'd like to have it so that it provides for a safe, informative, and beneficial experience, and we can manage it to prevent any of the safety concerns, and at the same time balancing the concerns and needs of the community, because it is, going through a residential area, so how do we manage the traffic concerns there, which is likely to mean we'll provide bus service to get into the flow site. So we're still working out the very fine details, but our goal at this point is to start having access for the students beginning next week, Monday. With that, I'll welcome any questions.
When and where is the meeting going to be for businesses tomorrow? This is Baron at Y24/7.
Hi, Baron. We're having a meeting with the businesses tomorrow at the Pohoa Community Center. Again, this is just for the businesses, and it's all that we can have candid conversations about any issues they may have, proprietary or otherwise. So at this point, it's just for civil defense and some of the agencies that might have a role in assisting the businesses and the businesses themselves. We're still having the public forum at 6:30 at the school.
Daryl, it's Jennifer from the AP. Sorry, can you repeat again the schools that are going to be participating in this pilot?
These are actually the schools in the complex out there in Puna. So it's Keonipoko, Pohoa, Keao, Mountain View, the Haas School. There's a number of school campuses out there. And again, we're trying to quickly come up with a schedule on the excursion access for the schools.
Hi, Daryl, Tom here with the trip. Who would be providing the tours? You mentioned that I think maybe UH?
Yeah, what we're looking at, I mean, we proposed to the various organizations that have a role in the response to the eruption and lava flow. So as examples, and I mentioned HVO and UH bring the subject matter expertise on the volcanic hazard, volcanic activity, eruptions, lava flows. So a partnership there where they could, to maximize the resources that each agency might have, to provide one kiosk and an explanation about the science behind the eruption. Civil defense might have a position at a separate portion of the walking tour explaining the hazard notification and awareness and warning systems that we have. We're looking at having Elko, Oceanic, Hawaiian Tel, the utility companies providing information with, you know, the protective measures on the poles that were implemented as part of the mitigation or response strategies there. It's having Department of Public Works with another educational piece, about the emergency access roads or alternate access roads. So we're building this, and we'll be finalizing all the workstations or presentation stations this afternoon. We're actually taking a walking through the property with those stakeholders to identify where those kiosks might be in the format, with our goal of having everything in place by Monday.
Okay. And any idea at this point how many students could be this could accommodate?
Well, right now in our rough conversations with DOE, they're looking at the initial excursion opportunity, starting with, as an example, just the Keone Poco schools or school. We're looking at probably between 400 to 900 students, depending upon how we set up the schedule and try to get at least two excursions in the morning, one in the afternoon within the school work school day, and trying to also manage it with the number of buses and seats on the bus. So, again, we don't have an exact number yet. We're working with the DOE and the charter schools on that, and I could probably get you better information later.
Okay. And we'll be starting with Keone Poco?
Yes.
Student. Okay. Any chance the media could attend the tour?
That was discussed, and we're continuing as part of this afternoon's walkthrough, too, to finalize. Again, you folks have a great advocate with Kevin being on the mayor's team with speaking up for the media and the importance of, you know, media access. So it has been brought up and continues to be championed for you guys. So we'll have more discussion and something to share with you folks shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Daryl, it's Jennifer again. Sorry, I jumped onto the call a few minutes late, so sorry if you went over this already, but can you discuss what's prompting this with the students and what the walking tour will entail and what the students will be able to see during that walking tour?
Sure. Well, what's prompted it is I think we've always had an appreciation for the magnitude of this event, the historical nature of the eruption, the natural phenomena of the volcanic activity and eruption. And as you heard probably from the very get-go, as soon as there would have been or is an opportunity for us to provide access to the impact of the eruption and lava flow, I guess inundation, that was our goal from the very start. And it's always been about balancing safety for the viewers, safety for the public, the sensitivity and privacy of the residents, all of those things. So right now, we have an opportunity with things having improved safety-wise, the venue at the transfer station to provide that forum or format to provide an educational experience for the students. And you might have heard at the community meeting 2 weeks ago, the mayor was really good about sharing with the community that he's especially empathetic and sensitive to what the student body and the community has been subjected to with, you know, approaching lava flow has required students to change schools, to turn their lives practically upside down. So there's always been an interest and desire to at least provide the children or the youth or the students out there with an explanation as to what has happened in their lives and what has been maybe the cause of the disruption and make it as educational and informative as possible. There's still that desire to try to also make it as education informative for the general public as well. So we're trying to do this in a very responsible and prudent way to manage it and ensure that we provide for the safety of everyone and make it a informative and educational experience and balance that with, like I said, the sensitivity for the community.
Sorry, and the walking tour, what's that going to entail and what will the students be able to see? Will they be sort of along the flow or?
Right, like this is, again, is at the transfer station, so it's not any active lava flow, but the cooled former flow. So what they will be provided with is different kiosks operated by different agencies with information specific to that agency. So as I mentioned, like HVO and UH could give an overview of the eruption, the volcanic activity, the characteristics and dynamics of a Pohoihoi flow, then they could move to the next kiosk and be provided with information from, let's say, HELCO or Public Works on the mitigation strategies that were deployed, such as the protection on the poles, the establishment of the alternate access routes, and we're looking at having at least 4 to 5 kiosks, and then have a guided walkout to the flow where across the Foss Street in partnership with both HBO and UH with a guided talking tour of those particular, venues, like I said, on the Foss Street and where it surrounded the pool, and then, you know, basically work their way back and then go back to school. So it's designed to be as comprehensive and as informative as possible with the different aspects of the, hazard risk identification, the situational awareness monitoring of the flow, the public notification and warning, the preparation and mitigation with some of the protective measures, and, again, just understanding the dynamics of the lava flow.
This is Tim Early from the Star Advertiser. How long do you expect the pilot project to go on? And then if it's successful, will you open it to the general public?
Right. Our plan right now is to run the pilot with the DOE schools or the school system starting next week. Depending upon the schedule and the volume of the students, you know, we're still working on the details with DOE, but the plans start Monday. Once we complete the pilot with the schools and the students, it would be taking a brief period to do an after-action review with all the agencies to then identify any gaps or concerns with considering the next step, which is public access, and then from there coming out with a tentative schedule and plan. So unfortunately, I don't have any specific dates or timelines. A lot of it's going to hinge on how quickly we complete the pilot project with the schools, and then how quickly we can do a regroup and evaluation of what took place and make the improvements or changes, and then have the next possible pilot with could be public or even tour groups as the next phase of the viewing and access.